So many pedestrians, so many cars, so many cars. Okay, now these cars are moving. Let's let this dude go and then try to get out here. And we're at least in the lane we need to be in. I'm also, of course, kind of blocking the other lane right now, which is sort of a shitty thing to do, but sometimes it goes that way, you know? There we go. Oh, there's a lot of bullshit traffic out here today.
I'm gonna pay my bill, except I'm gonna pay with my frickin' fist. So what you could always do is stick one up your ass.
Hello, Conical?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm Tommy V from Brighton.
Okay.
And I'm gonna whip you.
Alright, it sounds like a good job.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, we'll be right there.
What the hell kind of place is this here?
We'll be right there then.
I'll meet
we'll
you down.
Okay, be fine.
I'll pick you up.
Thank you. You go to white church, they be quiet about Jesus. I mean, they religious, you know, but they quiet about
Let's go to the radio.
Much. It's way too much, man. You're doing too much. If you got to do all of that, it's not natural. It's not real. And nobody from anybody that you deal with is not going to respect you.
Yeah.
Because when I see you without the cup and you look 100% different. Right, Shell? That's a deal breaker.
You know what? That's the fuck out of here for me. Fuck out of here to the women that are deceiving people out here. When you take off that makeup, you're looking like I don't even know what.
You're looking crazy, yo.
You know, you caked up when I first see you, and it's dark. We at the club. I'm not excited. I'm like, oh, she popping. After the club, I'm like, oh, we go to the diner. We have great conversation. I still don't notice that this isn't the real you.
You hemmed up. That's
all right. Fast forward to the morning. You got the nerve to wear the morning face around me. No, that's not okay.
Why'd you wake up early and get your face popping again?
Exactly.
Get up before me, because you look crazy.
There's some joints that do that. They hop they be up early.
Bridesmaids, in the movie Bridesmaids, the first scene, she's putting the makeup on before the guy wakes up. I mean, sometimes, you know, some ladies might have to do that.
Because the dude don't want to wake up and think that he don't know who you are. He think you somebody else. Nah, can you tell, who are you, can you tell Cheryl to come here? This is Cheryl. No, you're not Cheryl. What happened to the hair? What happened to the eyelashes? What?
Yeah.
You look crazy. And women, please stop with the McDonald's arches. Stop that. Stop the painted on. This shit looks like McDonald's. Stop it. Yeah. And then your shit ain't right. One is up. The other one is halfway. And... you're killing us, yo. Stop it. Fuck out of here with all that. You don't need it. Ladies, you are beautiful as you are. Okay, a little lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe a little eyeliner, and you're fine.
Yeah,
don't need this. I was like, you're absolutely right. All that contouring and shading, and that's fooling people. Because you don't look like that.
Yeah. I'm glad that you are able to be honest and open with her, and she's able to
accept it. I'm not going to let her play herself.
As a constructive criticism.
Not going to let her play herself.
Because, I mean, some people really get stressed out when you tell them the truth about how crazy they look.
You know, you're not looking dynamite. You're covering up. You got to come natural because you're covering up the bags.
Yeah.
And the sooner or later, that makeup is going to come off, and we're going to see them bags under your eyes.
Come out all the, you know.
You look ridiculous.
Yeah.
Redonkulous.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah, man, listen, just get it.
Nobody wants you. You real light skin, and then you take off your panties, and your ass is 2 shades darker because it's fake. You know, nobody wants that.
That's funny, too. A friend of mine posted a photo with a young lady yesterday, and...
ooh, I'm going to go with the family, man. I'm going to go with T.I.
Okay.
I'm going to go with T.I.
Okay.
But... when I want to get hype, I'm going with Jeezy. I'm going with Jeezy.
Houston or New York?
Oh, NY.
Okay.
NY. No, yeah. Always a state of mind.
Houston or Atlanta?
I moved to ATL. I think I moved over.
Okay.
ATL. Well, ATL is Houston. But the one thing about ATL that I don't like is when you get off, when you get out of the borders.
Right.
It's country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's not that city life.
Like, yo, when you get out there and it gets, it doesn't feel inclusive.
Yeah.
Like, when you're in Houston and on the border, sometimes it still feel inclusive. Mm-hmm. I still feel like, okay, I could be black over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm all right. Yeah. When you get in Atlanta sometime, I feel,
888 Shade 45. Kenny the Jet Smith is in the building. DJ Arrow's rocking out. Hit up the phone lines. Let's go. Says Drama Cannon, we here.
Oh, you thought we were playing? Yo, here go another one. The Academy got this shit on smash.
Good God.
All day, nigga.
The Academy.
Yeah, 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 California. All day, nigga. How long you niggas bob out? All day, nigga. How much time you spent at the mall? All day, nigga. How many runners do you got?
I don't want to fucking spend all day at the mall. Fuck that.
Take it and get this fly.
No. No way.
Watch what they say to me. They can still get popular day to day. Yeah, I still got the 100 with the small face, nigga. Might spend 50 racks in my off day, nigga. Do a fake DNC like the all say, nigga. If you're running to me, better have off stay with you. You don't really suave, ain't nigga. Run around, it's in the shot, ain't nigga. If you ain't with us, you an our way, nigga. You were acting, you should be on Broadway, nigga. Cause you do shit the Broadway, nigga. Your bitch got an ad with my Broadway thicker. Late for the class in the hallway, nigga. Yeah, the dropout at it as always, nigga. As always.
The wait is finally over. The affiliates have taken over the wheel. Right here on the streets is watching on Shade 45.
88 Shade 45 Friday night. Kenny the Jet Smith is here. Real quick, just the other day, Hillary Clinton announced that she was running for president.
She's going to play a verse of that song and then back to fucking...
Your thoughts on that?
I think that's great.
Back to talk.
She's... We all over the place, but right. She's great.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, she, you know, if Obama didn't run the first time, she would have possibly been our president mm-hmm. right now. She's definitely in the mix. She definitely understands the Democratic point of view. She understands the Republican point of view at that as well. Mm-hmm. I think she's a person of all people.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, you know, we can't look at the financial state we're in
right.
and go, well, this should be happening.
Right.
And we got to look at everybody else and be like, well, that's really good for them.
Right.
You know, and I think because you, me, and everybody in this room should be Republicans based on our salary.
Uh-huh.
Because the things that could happen mm-hmm. would benefit us for
mm-hmm.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
But thinking about it, we got to think of what's best for everybody.
She has my vote. I want to see Bill Clinton be the first man.
Wow. that would be crazy.
The first man. He's the first man.
That's wild.
Speaking of that, you know, it's been quite the year, tumultuous year when it comes to young black men in America.
Right.
I mean, we've seen time and time again, you know, the police brutality, you know, deaths of our young black men. And, you know, we've also watched players in the NBA in their own ways take stands and make statements.
Right.
You know, what are your thoughts on that? Do you feel like, you know, as young black men in the league, they have an obligation? How do you see it intertwined?
You have an obligation if you have a thought and you've done research
okay.
to speak.
Right.
But if you haven't done research and you really don't have a thought, you could pass on that saying.
Yeah.
You don't have to talk about it.
Uh-huh.
You know, but the first part is the research, because it's important. Sometimes, like if somebody came in this room, they could be like, oh, there's a bunch of athletes in there,
mm-hmm.
because they could point and laser point at me mm-hmm. and they could be correct. But everybody in here ain't a bunch of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at even a social issue, we can't laser point and go, well, all police do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or all black people do this.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to take a flashlight
right.
and look at the whole room,
right.
see what is going on. And for me, I just thought it, the awareness of the inclusion of us is still not there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that lack of inclusion allows people to have misconceptions mm-hmm. and misperceptions,
mm-hmm.
which allows things like this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as we don't like what's happening and we don't want to be around, that's now we have to actually be around them more.
Right.
And be engaged more. I got a good friend that's a police officer. I said, why don't you have a video of what's the routine when you get stopped?
Is he black or white?
He's black.
Okay.
It's like, when you get stopped, there's no routine thing that I should do.
Right.
Like, I don't know what I have to do. I know I'm supposed to pull over. Should I put my hands on the stairwell?
Right.
Should I put in my head? Should I reach for my, my driver's license, insurance? Like, this should be a video.
Right.
When you get stopped, this is what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
So then, when I'm not doing that, I'm out the box.
Uh-huh.
I know I'm out the box. And you can't even get your license until you know what goes on into that video.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, things like that, because then it feels like, I told him, I said, then it makes me feel like you really don't want me to be included.
Because
you're not telling me what I should do, and you're making it. Me figure it out.
Okay.
I got friends that put their hands up on the dash. Right, I got guys that toes on the reel.
Right.
I'm like, why are you doing that?
Right.
I'm like, he gonna think we're suspicious.
Yeah.
When you do that.
Yeah.
So
that fear factor.
Yeah, man, but like inclusion, and they need to include us in that.
Absolutely.
They include them talks that they having and with their sergeants and those morning talks. What are they looking for? Why are you looking for this?
Absolutely. Like,
when I do this, you're gonna understand that I'm compliant.
Right.
You know, and when you say this, that means that you have the right to say it and complain. I don't even know what the right they have to say to me, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 50 years old, man. I have no idea if a police officer said something, do I have to obey every single thing he said? If he told me to hop on one leg, do I have to do that? You know, I really don't know.
Yeah. Kenny the Jet Smith, okay, before I let you leave, one more time, the playoffs are here,
right.
Your predictions in the finals, who's coming out the East,
Chicago
who's coming
Bulls,
out the West, and who's taking it home?
Chicago Bulls and San Antonio Spurs will be playing in the finals.
That's the finals.
Yeah, and the Chicago Bulls, I think, will win the NBA championship.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
It's a bold one.
And Steph Curry is getting the
Steph
MVP.
Steph Curry's the MVP.
Okay.
Steph Curry's my MVP.
Kenny the Jet Smith.
That's my opinion. I've been wrong before. I ain't been wrong about Kentucky in the back. I was right on that one.
Still got eight.
Kenny the Jet Smith, you can catch him on TNT every night.
That's what you got to be on the show, man. Look, I'm looking at Shaq and Fool. They got
Yeah, when can I come on? I'm ready.
Man, I'm going to set that up.
Yeah, I gotta come, and I gotta do your party.
Yeah. I gotta do the Toronto one.
I gotta do the next part. Oh, the Toronto one's gonna be crazy.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it first, right here.
Yeah, that's
my DJ for Toronto.
Yeah, that's right here. That's going down.
Yeah, Toronto.
That's going down. Kenny the Jet Smith, Meet the Smiths, comes on Friday nights.
Yep.
Let's get it. Y'all know what it is. Kenny the Jet Smith, how about it?
The Airwave Terrorizer. The affiliate at 190 miles per hour.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound.
It's the best show on radio, right here on Shade 45.
Far dog, drink a little bit. Smoke a little bit. Pop a little bit.
Fuck.
Do I blow it? I tell the bitch, get on my lap and don't you get on my nerves. I need that bag full of green like a lawnmower. John Doe it, no, Sean Doe it. Then I keep a key. Yeah, ground floor and a pound blowing. If it pussy good and I might once a three round four. They all go yard too, cause I ain't cheap. Finally famous or gold is my INC. And I put everything in motion like ING. And when we fly in private, you can bring the gun on with us. I got this freak to third base, he tryna run on with us. And I got combo. And I ain't talking about no run on sale. Yeah, nigga, hot headed, so I need that ching chili. Put my pee up on her head like that bitch is rapping Philly. And I'm willing in that pussy like my nigga Meek Millie. On my way to Meek Millie. Lawyer drafting up the deep, deep dillies. I got rich inside of that and rich enough.
I'm like, you cannot pretend. They say fake it till you make it. Well, that's the fake it.
nigga. Bought her a first class ticket to put her dick in her.
Hold up.
This is Kendrick Lamar.
If that's more new music being played, by the way, you can like it, yeah, or you can hate it. Join the hip-hop music meeting.
Log on to SiriusXM.com/HipHopNation.
Y'all stay tuned.
Told you, bro. Never get cool for the
impact like DJ through all Benjamin, Cinnamon. Hit you with your thongs and your Timberland. Fuck ya, yeah. Rob here, cop say it's the nigga. Jump the fuck out, jump the fuck out. Sweat the fuck out, blast the fuck out. Black the fuck out, flip the fuck out. Drunk the fuck out, fuck the fuck out.
You feel it in your body, ha, ha. You feel it in your body, ha, ha. Do you wanna rock a body, ha, ha. Do you wanna get dirty, ha, ha.
I ain't messing with you, I'm stressing your crew. Your own niggas be testing you too. I'm fucking with you, making your bitch unbuckle a shoe. Watching this bitch while she already know what she wanna do. She follow me home and on the way, she swallow me phone. The Don Corleone, she wildin' on the side of my tongue. Come on, bitch, let me creep you out. Peeping you out, sneaking you out. Hop into my crib, freaking you out.
Everybody not turn up the telly, turn off the celly. The way I be hitting, they got you sweating, making you smelly. Shit funky like your mother with a stinking ass. I wish you did a haggy, haggy, you ready to blast. Maybe just hold a second and give me the chance. Let me go put my mother on so that we really can dance. Now we hugging, you know we fucking until my nut busts out. Cardiac arrest of the pussy and pass the fuck out.
Fuck the fuck out, sweat the fuck out, drink the fuck out, shit, spank the fuck out, act the fuck out, yeah, smack the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, freak the fuck out, yeah, fuck 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 the fuck out, yeah,
fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out, yeah, fuck the fuck out,
they kind of play this song a lot.
I'ma make it, them bills won't be no trouble. Now they talking about a will for reals, man. I'm like, fuck it up. Feel the clock ticking. Hit a block list of niggas acting like they know me, but really the plot thickens, huh? My little girl was getting older, getting smarter. I just
want to
give her the world, be the best father I could be.
Back to this iPod. Let's see what's on. So foggy here close to the bridge that it's like dark. It feels like 2 hours later than it really is coming through here.
Crazy. I don't know what
what you heard about me. I shop at B-A-L-L-M-A-R-T.
This week at Ballmart, the store for ballers, we're rolling up the prices. A 24-pack of P. Diddy paper towels was $3.99, now $400. Plasma screen headrest TVs were $250, now $6,000. All clean laundry detergent was $1.50, now $10,000. And a set of four all-chrome 26-inch spinning rims was $2,000, now $145,000. Come on down to Ballmart. This week's special, a free cell phone wash when you spend over $15,000. Why spend money like normal people when you can waste it like a nigger? Ballmart.
Ballmart.
Skits.
The only nigga that can bring Too Short out of retirement.
Thank you, sir. Man, you guys always hand me the bucket.
Thank you.
You gotta mute me.
God knows.
You gotta mute me.
The gentleman in the McLaren seems to be driving quite fast on the freeway. Nice work, sir. But traffic eventually comes for us all. And now here I am right behind you. As we all do about 70.
Close Encounters, all that stuff's real. Carmen Electra, she's from Mars.
Carmen Electra from Mars?
And she was the ugliest bitch up there. You see, the white man doesn't want you to know there's people on Mars, knowing full well he plans on killing them and taking all the land. Much like he did with the Indians in New Mexico.
So you mean to tell me, for the last 60 years, the white man's been traveling to outer space, murdering Martians, telling us there's no life up there, building casinos and resorts while he fucks some of the finest bitches in the galaxy, and niggas just want rims?
Yes, sir.
That whitey's a bad motherfucker.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And for my next number, I'm gonna slaughter the Indians.
My brother Charlie had just gotten out of the army and was unemployed.
Bartender friendly, go ahead, caller. Bartender friendly. Are you speaking? Want me to read your question? Did you like the taste of Leonard's dick blood?
So we got DJ Finesse.
Yeah, yeah.
On the ones and twos filling in.
What's up, my brother?
What up, brother?
How are you?
Chilling out.
All right.
Of course, we got Creepy Clown with me holding me down.
What's going on?
And always, every Friday, so happy. We got Millie D.
We got Millie D. D.
Shit. I walked in the other room. We're in a different room, y'all. I walked in the other room that we're usually in. And Jay Leno was in there, Mills. And I was like, what the fuck you doing in here? Ron ain't working? He said, oh, no, y'all in the other room. I said, all right. What's his name?
That's Emilio Sparks.
Emilio Sparks?
Yeah.
That nigga's Jay Leno.
He said he's the Spanish Jay Leno.
That's Emilio Leno.
Speaking of Spanish Jay Leno, they're going to take... This is the last year for Sábado Gigante, for the famous Saturday Night Spanish show. After 53 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to Don Francisco.
Bulletproof Chief is in the building. What up, S-Dot?
Yeah, he just stepped out the room.
Somebody shout at him.
All right.
They shooting in the hallway. That's not how you gonna calm that down.
Yo, Pinch.
Yeah.
I want to do something different today.
What's up?
Just for a minute, I want to stop the show, run a quick minute of a song, pay respects. Johnny Kemp, who died today.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So, you know, let's just run this real
quick.
And it's
Friday, too.
And it's Friday. That's the crazy part. So let's run this, and then we can get back to it talking. Just 1 minute. Let's just run this. Pay a little respect to Johnny Kemp. Rest in peace.
Guy who sang Just Got Paid died? Oh man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, man. I don't know about y'all checking into the show, listening. I don't know what age group you in or anything like that. But when that song was out, man, there was so many bangers like that out, like dance club joints where you could go rock and have a boy, but it was fly.
Clubs was popping.
Clubs was popping, yo, when that came out.
Hell yeah. That record's still timeless.
Word, rest in peace,
rest in peace, Mr. Johnny Kemp.
May you bless us with a dope banger that we're going to be able to play forever.
Yeah. Talk to my man. He's in that video, too. He's one of the dancers and shit.
And you danced in there, too. Shout out to Billy.
He was doing the webo.
Billy D used to open up with Lisa Lisa.
I'm with.
And then she put him down with the cold jam. Billy D is the skinny, skinny baddest kid with the mullet.
with the crazy.
No sleep, I did have
one. Crazy Jerry Curl.
The raccoon tail hat.
Yeah, the raccoon tail.
I got a picture to prove it.
See? And Billy D was real efficient with a knife.
Very efficient.
Call us up 877-60 Hip Hop or 877-604-4746. Let's do that again. DJ Fence is ready. Call us up 877-60 Hip Hop or 877-604-4746. We up here if you want to talk to Creepy Clown, DJ Finesse, myself, Panty of the NYGs, End of Live from Headquarters. Even if you want to talk shit about Millie D, and it's sad too, man, we got a, we haven't talked about this in a long time because it's a touchy situation, but Millie D and his baby mother broke up and he's paying child support now. And he's back a few years and the Warren Squad is downstairs. Millie D leaves out of Howard Stern's secret leaving place.
Thanks for snitching.
No. They tried to make me serve you with the papers. You better be glad I said no. Call us up, man. We here, man. We doing our thing. DJ Finesse on the ones and twos about to play some new shit. Shout out to our number one listener, Chris Bibb. I know you're checking in. What up, kid?
Yeah. Yo, listen.
It's portable.
Yeah, it's portable.
Take it anywhere. So, what's going on, man? I see y'all together, man. Y'all, is this a team, son? Is it like nice and smooth, super nice?
Jimmy the captain.
Yeah,
we just
Jimmy the captain. Like, he doesn't say no. He's like, yes.
Yeah, nah. We're doing that De Niro Latin game live hard thing, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's the name y'all need to be looking out for. It's like De Niro's that's the foundation. When you hear live high, you think act, you think me too. When you hear Latin game, you think me. And that's what's gonna happen next, man. Watch.
So he's in the movie, everybody's in like
everybody. You can be in the movie too.
I wanna be in the movie as
still casting. Shout out everybody, man. Hit us up on the gram.
I wanna be in the movie like, you know, the 46th Street nigga, like the Cookie Monster suit. I'm beefing niggas. Yeah. And I just take a bath. You don't know me, nigga. I don't know, I wanna do some real shit, man.
Kinda got a big set coming out too.
Yeah, that's up next, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I look at it like this, man. A lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying, you just gotta have a set plan, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Axe is up batting right now, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the dugout getting ready to swing, so as soon as, you know what I mean, that shit drop, Everything Change is gonna come out. That's the name of my new mixtape. I'm probably gonna leak the cover of this shit on Instagram tonight or Monday, I don't know, whenever. But it's fire, though, you know what I'm saying? Everything Changes, that's what's coming up next. May 1st, I'm gonna shoot it for May 1st. We just drop it on May 1st.
Fuck. Oh, yeah, yeah, because you know what the day is after May 1st. They can fight.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm gonna just get it on May 1st. And everybody get right.
What you got going for? What you going for?
Yeah, I mean, Mayweather can't lose, man.
That's true.
I seen Pacquiao planking on the ring. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, that don't make right.
Yeah, well, however you want it, he's a beast, but it never happened to Mayweather, so don't get.
Just get the perfect one. That's what you have to say.
The ones and twos.
Sour.
I want happy weed. I think everybody should just smoke haze. Everybody. Okay. Especially if you're going to be active as an upper. I mean, the downers is like sour. That's the shit makes you feel like you're sinking into your sofa.
That's
I don't even smoke, man. I've been smoking a lot lately. I'm
not a proactive
weed smoker and smoker.
That's kind of true.
Yeah.
420. I'm going to give him a record for 420. I'm going to give him the first record off of Rich Part 2.
Wow.
And we ain't even work Rich Paul 1. I need y'all to download that, man. Go to my SoundCloud. All About Axe. Go right now. Go to that Piff. Go right now.
Can we get something? Can we get another joint real quick?
Right now. Yeah, we can get another joint. I like this one a lot. You can play, fuck. Man, I'm a premiere sign. Nice. Play, Fuck the Other Side. For niggas who grew up like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got it. That's that black man right there.
Don't play Fuck the Other Side.
Brother.
All you niggas is tripping. All About Axe, Fuck the Other Side, man. Team us.
Let's do it. Shay 4-5, the drunk mix.
Child of destiny. You're my child, child, destiny, child. That's a hell of a recipe. Glory, glory, glory. Sorry.
Yeah, you know the place. Santa Club Nation.
And I ain't trying no more. It's just me and my niggas.
I should have got off the freeway.
Hasty, don't you know?
Wendy's ghost pepper fries for just $1.99. Natural cut fries topped with milk and cheese, fresh jalapenos, and ghost pepper sauce.
Now that's better.
Limited time only.
Price of participation. Ghost pepper sauce.
Alternative.
starting Monday.
How you doing out there?
Woo! You can score tickets to the best all-school show. Come to the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. The winning happens in the Kiss Bonus Zone. At 8 a.m. It's tickets to see Belle Biv DeVoe on June 27th.
What am I doing? Turn that off.
And they up dominoes. Hiding from life's daily distractions. When thoughts become things from the power of attraction. And
I got. What you got over there?
888 Shade 405. Drunk mix.
Want me to set it off?
Yeah. Got the cups.
Got the cops cut.
Shade 45, yo. Let's go!
They say the best never settle for less. We live major. You feeling good, I'm feeling great. Let's get greater. Crocodile Dundee, my feet with mint gators. From gingerbread to cherry red, I switch flavors. Like fucking 9 to 5, I grind. Quit labor, they digging me like a shovel. I double my shift later. Ain't really much out here to do. But get paper, chop a nigga hand off of that ice. And risk takers. It's hard not to make yourself hot when you getting dope. Now I feel like Frank Lucas when he had to burn the coat. You little niggas are sniffing that Pee Wee Herman dope. How they try and tug a war and they ain't even learn the ropes. Could care less what the niggas is all saying. The rifles with them infrared scopes got long range. I keep a shooter like John Wayne. You niggas is all playing. I put that on these sweats, I bomb, man. Took your bitch for a night, you couldn't fuck for free. That brother shouldn't love her when I call she come to me. Worth the mama, you want some other shit? Hold on, let me get it right. Ask what's up.
Get it.
I know that I deserve it. So all you niggas judging, I hope you came with a verdict. Cause your bitch just fell in love, but she just don't know how to word it. Now she throwing pussy just like a picture, I just curve it. Speed on the Deegan, whipping the Jeep or the Benz. Fuck a skeezer, then leave her, tell her to breeze with the wind. As long as I'm breathing, I promise I'ma eat with my friends. Flip this money like sequel, it's either the deal or the rent. I paint a picture, I give you that panorama feel. Put that on my nana, spitting grammars till I land a mill. Cause you don't wanna know just how them hammers feel. Either you dripping or you slipping like banana pills. Hold up.
Open the money real quick, girl.
Shit, 4-5, let's go. Oh, shit. Right. Got action, got a corner right now.
Race Park.
Let's go.
Every day to Race Park. I'm in it for the black or the number one spot. Eva, or in Las Vegas where we born. Viva, hoes take rubber to the gums. Teeth, hey. 2 times to the back for the respect. Gita, my arms ain't no gas, no, I don't tailgate. I want them billies, I want 40 cash, you can tailgate, it's my crew here. Y'all gon' learn my name like I'm new here. They let you play, but you done dropped the ball. New Year's, yeah. I remain the truth like I fought the liars. I beat the eyes, I outbought the pot.
No.
Zulu Nation in the house.
Yeah.
PE in the house.
Yeah.
PDB in the house.
Yeah.
Syndicate in the house.
Yeah.
Body count in the house.
Yeah.
Destro in the house.
Yeah.
BZB in the house.
Yeah.
Listen up, all you suckers and ding-a-ling. You get your beat back in the swing of things. Back in the days, I was raised up on the flip. Pass the room and let's get on with this. I'm getting brody the way you put it. But can you kick flavor? Thought I couldn't. Just smack because you can't stop the bum rush. I write dumb stuff, so you better come tough. Division B or do more than just sing a crew. Pass the mic and I show you more than sing a two. I'm getting wild with life, the ball variant. I'm the type to rock the party to the very end. Podcast on the mic like a gold miner. Have the time going out like an old time. I'm swift with the mic, yeah. You gotta hand me that. Rock the rhymes that it even move the handicap. Rock arenas, coliseums, the small stages. Division B don't get flavor. For all ages, rhymes are classic. My dope on plastic.
1, 2, 3.
That's how I got it all mastered. It's a new thing by the way that I'm sounding. Yeah, in the 90s I'm straight up lounging. Saying rhymes faster so my name was
40k, that nigga cut it nice is what I heard his shorty say. Hold up, hold up, hold up,
Shit, 45, let's go.
Yeah.
Ask what's up.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call right now, 8871235.
I need a verse. It's hard to come up with the beginning of my verse.
It's hard to come up to the beat. Yeah. My name is Lord Seer. Bitches give for free. Yeah. I drink them on handy rock with the ice. Straight chaser, real trifle the mic. Fat fingers, my black friend A Smooth on the one and twos. And yo, that's how we do. What I'm doing here, we take the phone calls, true. Torch on the boards, you know what to do. Yo.
Yeah. Lord Seer killing it.
I'm just gonna turn that off. Bad day for music around here, I guess. I don't know. I'm just not. Not feeling anything at the moment, really. In like a listen to while I drive sort of sense. All right. Well, that's another week down. Jeez. Crazy. Everybody have a great weekend. And yeah, I'll see you around. Cool.